Hello, my name is Chris Mikowski, and welcome to Sharing with the Community, a podcast from the town of Kiwa Island. Today, I would like to welcome Captain William White and Lieutenant Sean James of the Charleston County Sheriff's Office. How are you guys doing today?
Great, thank you.
So, I would like to kind of start off just knowing a little bit about yourselves and what you do here at the Sheriff's Office.
Okay, I'll go first. As you said before, I'm Lieutenant Sean James. I've been with the Sheriff's Office almost 24 years. And one of my roles as a lieutenant in the community engagement unit, of course, is to oversee the community relations aspect of the sheriff's office. So we take care of community engagement, which, of course, is an array of things, everything from organizing events all the way down to helping people that are in need that we need to reach out to in the community. Also, we have off-duty falls underneath our bureau, okay. As well as school resource officers fall under our bureau. And we also deal with the follow-ups with opioid overdoses and things like that, okay. As far as our unit.
Awesome. And, you know, a little bit about yourself?
Captain William White. I've been with the Sheriff's Office on and off 24 years. I started law enforcement in 1998. My background's pretty diverse, from investigating terrorism cases to being over school resource officers to narcotics, undercover narcotics. Recently promoted, I think July the 16th would be a year that I've been promoted to the rank of captain over the Bureau of Community Engagement.
Nice.
And yes, Lieutenant James explained some of our responsibilities, but the primary goal for community engagement is basically to break down some of the barriers that people perceive as far as law enforcement. We're here to help, not hurt, and to try to make that bond with the community in a positive manner.
Yeah, no, I love that. And, you know, we know here at the town of Kiwa Island, we rely on the Sheriff's Office for our public safety. So would you guys like to kind of dig in on, you know, the quote-unquote partnership between the Sheriff's Office and TOKI?
Some of the responsibilities for between Sheriff's Office and Kiwa is not just specific to Kiwa, because our view on Kiwa is all part of Charleston County. So mm-hmm. any services that the Sheriff's Office provides, whether it be patrol, whether it be narcotic investigations, whether it be CID investigations, Marine Patrol, community engagement, which is obviously our forte.
We also have an air support unit. So
yeah.
We deal with a lot of issues out there in the waterway that happens out in Kiowa. We have lost boaters. People are kayaking out there. Someone may be missing. And Kiowa, every year, we go to multiple incidents involving the water. And so we also have an air support unit. And we're the only helicopter. The closest next helicopter would be actually in Beaufort County. So that's a lot of the services that we provide. You know, of course, enforcing laws is one thing that we do out there. And, of course, that would be stopping cars, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe writing a warning or a citation, depending on what would be needed. But also working collisions.
Yeah.
And but we have a real tight-knit bond with the safety out there of the with the security guys that are
yep.
out there. So the security people out there, we have actually a really good bond with them, going to alarms and things like that. But we work crime scenes just like anything else. But the biggest part, like the captain said, is trying to bond with the community, trying to rebuild and connect back with the community. And it seems to be going really well on Kiowa.
Yeah, and, you know, I think our community does see that. And additionally, you know, with the month of June, it was Public Safety Month out on the town. And we really did our best to really promote awareness to all the different agencies that are partnered with the town of Kiwa Island, and one of them being the Sheriff's Office. And we really appreciate all that you guys do to help with our public safety, enhancing the public safety for the community as well. You know, we talk about, I heard you talk a little bit about the waterways, and, you know, that there's multiple calls every year for something that happens in the waterways. Do you guys have any safety tips for our community in regards to boating or kayaking or just swimming in the waterways?
Absolutely. When you're out there swimming and you're in the waterways, someone needs to know that you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to know where you went in. A lot of people go there by themselves, right, to go kayaking, and sometimes that's not possible. But swimming at night in the ocean is not a good idea. Boating at night, you know, you need to make sure you have your safety devices with you, of course, your life jackets, have a cell phone so that you can get in touch with people. But, you know, the water is dangerous, period. I mean, there's no question the waterway is dangerous, no matter where you're at. So you have to respect the water is the biggest thing.
And I just want to reiterate when it comes to wearing a safety device, because a lot of boaters will initially put their safety devices on when they cast out on their boats, and then they'll take the safety devices off, and they'll just never put them back on. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what dangers you're going to be facing until you actually get into the middle of whatever danger you're going to be facing. It's like, oh man, I don't have my safety vest on. By that time, it's too late. Mm-hmm. So our safety tip is basically just wear your safety device from beginning until you get back dockside.
Yeah, prepare for the unexpected, right?
Absolutely.
Especially with children.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, but we had one not long ago, not to go into specifics, but they said he was a strong swimmer, and he jumped off the boat and actually had a safety vest on, and it came off. And unfortunately, that means that something happened, or it didn't fit right, whatever it is. And so trying to rescue someone after they've already been in the water is also it's a very tough situation. So the last thing we want to do is lose anybody in the waterways.
Yeah, and that also reminds me, you talked about maybe it didn't fit right, it the importance of being prepared, you know, for any type of situation. And that's just knowing that your life jacket fits correctly, right? You know, absolutely. If it doesn't fit correctly, then there could be further issues down the line. So, you know, let's dig into preparedness a little bit. You know, on the town of Kiwa Island, one of our big concerns is a natural disaster. You know, the storm comes in, we're right on the coast, we're going to get hit pretty hard if it's a direct hit on the town of Kiwa. How would, in your opinion, how would the community prepare for, you know, a natural disaster?
I'll try to speak to that the best I can. I do have some experience working up the emergency management during certain events like that. So long story short, when it comes to being a resident anywhere in Charleston County, you have the option to either shelter in place or to evacuate. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest tip that I can give anybody who's sheltering in place is make sure you prepare for that. I mean, that you have non-perishable goods enough to last you probably weeks at a time, and to be, for the most part, be stocked up on water. I mean, I can't say that enough. Not only that, knowing when your bridge is going to close down, because if you look at Charleston County, the demographics of it, the landscape, anytime you cross over a bridge, you're crossing over into another jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. More so from the standpoint, like, to get from city of Charleston to James Island or James Island to Johns Island, you're crossing a body of water. So if you saw an aerial view of Charleston County, it's nothing but water and pockets of islands here and there. And I say that to stress that during a hurricane, bridges are going to close down at a certain wind speed. I'm not going to sit here and quote you the actual wind speed. I think it's like around 30.
I think it's 40. 30 to 40. Depending on, but it also depends on the bridge, the height of the bridge, and there's a lot of
factors. Which basically means once a bridge is closed down, you can't evacuate, which means you're going to be sheltering in place. You're stuck. So it's very, very important to make sure you have the proper supplies, not only just, like I said, non-perishable items, water, also med kits. It helps.
Yeah, and I know on June 17th, we had our Disaster Awareness Day, and our big topics were evacuation, emergency communications, and, you know, preparedness. And we gave away, packs, like first aid kits and a backpack for full, like a survival backpack and other things to help in those situations. One thing I do kind of want to touch on, and maybe you guys can help out here, is evacuation. How does the sheriff's office help the town of Kiwa Island in evacuation situations?
Our traffic division has been tasked with that this past, specifically, I want to say it's going to be Lieutenant Martin. Mm-hmm. He's the one who actually attended you guys' event on June 17th to discuss as far as evacuation. So if somebody's going to evacuate the town of Kiwa, there's going to be a certain time frame for that to happen. The last thing somebody wants to do is wait till the last minute to evacuate, because then we're making accommodations for a family, two families, 10 families, 15 families, when we got an entire county to worry about, and they've actually missed that evacuation window. But as far as evacuation routes, obviously there's one way on Kiel and one way off, so that's a no-brainer. But the biggest thing people need to worry about is the flooding that happens between Kiowa and getting over to Johns Island. That's the biggest factor. What's that stretch of road? That's going to be.
Well, you got Bo Hickett, of course. It's right there.
Right.
And Betsy Carrison.
But the stretch of road before you get to Johns Island floods pretty bad, and we monitored that pretty good.
Main road, obviously, we know that they've had to raise the road, and it's still not high enough. DOT did raise the road years ago after that bad flood, and they changed a little bit of the demographics. But my wife, who's been with DOT for 28 years, said there's still a lot of work to do in that area.
Biggest tip is just don't wait to the last minute to evacuate. Evacuate before the storm comes and before it starts raining heavily.
Yeah.
And the roads start to flood out.
And take your animals. Do not leave your animals behind. Have a plan in place for your pets. We've seen that a lot of times. People will leave and they will abandon their pets. And then now we become responsible to try to figure out what to do. And sometimes we're stuck in an area where we're trying to help people, but now we're, you know, now we have these pets that we're dealing with.
Yeah, because you don't know when you're going to be able to go back, right. And it could be a while. And so you talk a little bit on tips, and I would be remiss not to ask you guys about the overall public safety tips that you would have for the town of Kiawah Island. So if you guys kind of want to dig in on that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. One of the biggest things that we see on Kiawah is unsecure vehicles, unsecure doors of houses, right? Because, you know, you feel like, well, we got multiple gates, we're safe, and you should be safe. You should be safe in your home. But that does not mean that there's not criminals that are looking for an opportunity. There's not people that may be coming in that you don't know. They may have anybody that comes with them to visit, whatever it is. And we've noticed that we've had some break-ins, we've had some thefts, everything down from bikes to lawn chairs to cars.
Yep.
And most of these are not forced entry. Most of these are vehicles, and they're looking for opportunity. They open the door, see what's inside, see if you, so don't leave your guns in the car. Do not leave, if you carry a weapon and you carry a firearm, do not leave it in the vehicle, because you're arming someone else. And if someone's breaking into your car and taking a gun, then they're probably into a lot of criminal activity. Don't leave money, your purses, wallets, things like that, that have all your credit cards and things that somebody can go and use them for fraud. And then, of course, lock in your house. Make sure you lock your house. Also, make sure that you have lighting, motion lighting, alarms on your house. If you have a neighbor, and a lot of people on Kiawah, right, they have their house, and they may not come there, but maybe seasonal. So make sure you have a neighbor that you trust, that can check on your house, that maybe has access to your house if you trust them enough. Is a good idea. But one of the biggest things is speeding. Is that we deal with a lot of collisions, and most collisions are dealing with a few things: inattentiveness, speeding, and of course alcohol. If you can avoid the speeding, inattentiveness, and alcohol, that will save a lot of lives and a lot of heartache.
Yeah.
I have two tips. The first tip is, I think everybody should have a doorbell camera.
Okay. A ring doorbell
camera. It's invaluable. And then secondly, I'm going to go to the term, it takes a village. So most people, in reference to that term, like where I live in Goose Creek, I know my neighbors 5 houses to my left, 5 houses to my right, and the 10 houses across the street from me. So we have 20 people there. We all know each other. Now, if they take your time to know the neighbors 5 houses to their left, before you know it, you have the entire community in sync. So if anything happens wrong in that neighborhood, everybody knows about it. Because when it comes to law enforcement, we get our information from the public. So law enforcement is not just done from the law enforcement side of the house. It's done with the community also in conjunction.
Yeah, so it's really about just being a team, a team in the community. And, I think that's important. And, we touch on, traffic and speeding throughout the island. And, I would be remiss to talk about that. Kiawah, we strive off of living within nature, right? And so we live among nature on Kiawah, which allows an awesome, experience, either whether you're visiting or whether you're a resident out there. But that also allows for much more deer, alligator, and other animals to just roam around. And one of the things is the deer population. We do have a huge deer population on the island, and How many times do we do you guys go out there for deer collisions?
I mean, it's listening to the radio, you hear it all the time. And the deer out there, you know, they're attracted to people. I mean, I remember one time I was out on Kiowa and I was near the beach, and a deer walked up to me like a dog.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, they walk up to you. Mm-hmm. The deer walk up to you, and you're right. So if you're keeping the speed, and I know it takes a long time to get from the front gate all the way back to the ocean course back there,
mm-hmm.
It's a long drive when you're doing 25, but it's a whole lot more safe to do it that way, because if you ever accidentally, you're speeding, and God forbid you hit a person, a child, or anything like that, and not be an animal, you know, that's going to be something that would be a whole lot more stressful than it would just be doing the speed limit and going back there to the back.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the speed is important because in this time of the year, with the amount of people on the island, you know, you just have to be careful. You don't know who's going to cross the road, whether it's a deer or a kid on a bike. And, you know, you just got to be careful about that. And, you know, if you do hit a deer, you know, that could cause a chain reaction. Maybe the person behind you or the person on the other side of the road, you know, something can happen, and, you know, which all could have been avoided, you know, if you're just going the speed limit.
I know it's probably normal as far as the people who actually reside in Kiowa to see alligators and deer. My other tip is, because I know you guys get a lot of tourists,
mm-hmm.
They're still wild animals. Like, my strongest tip to the tourists is basically, yeah, you see them, just observe them and keep it moving, because they're not domestic animals.
Absolutely. We always are trying to communicate to the community to, you know, do not feed the alligators, you know, just keep
your
distance.
Definitely do not feed the alligators.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, the more you feed an alligator, the more aggressive.
Absolutely. And we've had some unfortunate incidents over the years, and I mean, you know, you got to stay away from things like that. But like I said, you know, the thing with wildlife, they will come out in front of you. Deer do come out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing 25, the chances of you avoiding that deer are extremely possible. But if you're doing 40, you know, the chances of you avoiding that deer, of course, it's lessened now.
Yeah.
And they can do a lot of damage to your car.
Yes, more than you would expect,
absolutely.
Even at 25.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, with Public Safety Month coming to an end, and, you know, we really pushed, and I think everyone in the community really pushed it just for more awareness. I would like to ask, what is the Sheriff's Office doing in the future in regards to events? Do you have anything coming up that, you know, the community can look forward to, whether it's engagement events or just, you know, educational events?
So I jotted down a couple of things for the month of June. Like, we have different programs like Extended Branches, which basically caters to assisting the homeless and making sure they get showers and get fed, to include haircuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We also give them, not so much the Sheriff's Office, but we're partnership and we're liaison with other entities that actually donates clothes to the homeless. Lieutenant James participated in a high school award ceremony in Hanahan. We get around. We don't just focus on Charleston County when it comes to some of our actual programs that
yeah.
we have in community engagement. One of the biggest things that we've been trying to focus on here the past couple months is recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fortunate we're doing this podcast. Like, if anybody needs a job, go to ccsojobs.com and apply, whether it be a detention deputy, deputy sheriff, or civilian position. We're taking all the help we can possibly get right now.
I really appreciate you gentlemen taking the time to meet with me today. You know, before, you know, we go our separate ways, is there anything else you would like to add to, you know, let the community know, you know, maybe about the Sheriff's Office or how you guys help?
One thing I'd like to say is, if you see something, make sure you call, because we do hear a lot of this later on, right? I assume that my neighbor would have called. I heard shots last night, or I saw someone lurking in the dark, and I didn't call, I didn't say anything. If you don't call us, then we can't document it, which means we can't track crime trends.
Mm-hmm.
We have a crime analysis unit, and they track crime trends. So if someone stole or broke into your car, let's just say they opened your car, you saw it on your camera, but they didn't take anything, we need to document that.
Yeah.
So that we document it, because it might be nothing from your car, but it may be something of value with somebody else, and maybe you saw something. So if you see something, say something. We need to know all the information that we have. We can't do anything with the information if we don't have the information.
Yep.
So please let us know. And we work 24 hours a day. We've heard this before. Well, we didn't want to bother you. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, we're awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're working.
Mm-hmm.
And we have coverage out there on Kiowa.
Yeah.
So someone is out there working, and they're available. So don't think that you're bothering us. You pay taxes and you expect us to give you service, and that's why our motto and our slogan is service beyond the call, and we mean that.
Mm-hmm. And that's awesome to hear. And, you know, to touch on that a little bit, how can the community find out that information, more information? Do you guys have a specific location where the community can go to look up maybe stats and information like that, or just to report something?
Yeah, go to sheriff.charlestoncounty.org. That's sheriff.charlestoncounty.org. And if you need anything from hiring an off-duty officer to want to look at who's in the community engagement unit, to being able to email. So one of the other things that I didn't mention, if you have a question, let's say you need to know where you're going to get your fingerprints done, or you want to, you have a question about concealed weapons permits, or you have a question about what our traffic unit does. When you email it, I get every email that someone actually emails, and then I respond. And if nothing else, if I don't know the answer, right, it's not always important to have to know the answer. It's important to know where to get the answer. But I can actually guide you and put someone else in an email that will know the answer. So email us. Any questions that you have, email us. I'm there. I answer the emails 24 hours a day, and I answer them on the weekends. So if you need something, we're always there. We work 24/7, 365 days.
Great. Thank you guys so much for
in closing.
For taking the time.
Sir. Yes,